Your station for the Cod Army at Wembley.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
It's a bit of a struggle for us, so we're just waiting on a couple of bodies to come back because we are probably stretching, obviously, with Connor being away as well. That's even made the situation a little bit worse for us. But, you know, whoever we put out and whatever team we put out, we expect to put on a good performance. So we have to concentrate on the players that are fit and with us.
It's one of those that, I suppose, with Connor and his ability, you know, if he's fit, he's going to be called up, isn't he?
Yeah. Something like that we don't begrudge. You know, it's something, obviously, that weakens us slightly, but it gives someone else another opportunity. But, you know, we want people like Connor to get that recognition. You know, we push them for it. We try to get them as best prepared for that. So, you know, if we were going to start moaning about them being away, then, you know, it's a little bit false. So, no, it makes us very proud that we've got two players away on international duty, you know, including Declan. And like I said, it just gives someone else in the squad an opportunity, and that's the way football works.
Could you not find one more from anywhere to get this game called off?
Well, you know, obviously, Chris Maxwell was in the provisional squad, so, you know, he's knocking on the door and they know about him, which is a positive. And I feel in the future there might be one or two others that get sort of that sort of recognition. And but, you know, we're proud of the two that are away, and unfortunately we can't get the three to call off. But we want to play a game. You know what I mean? That's the thing, especially after a defeat. You know, you want to get a game. So it'd have been a long 2 weeks if we hadn't had a game. So we're all looking forward to Saturday.
Could you be relying on possibly one or two options that don't have a great deal, if any, Football League experience?
Yeah, that's it. That's the reality. That's where we've planned for as a club. We're in the early stages of it. You know, it's been a lot of work over probably 15 to 18 months. You know, the planning stage started when we were in League Two, really, to get to this stage when we're bringing our own young players through. That's why we started the development squad up when we got promoted. And we have to put our faith in that. If we don't, then we've been wasting our time for the last 15, 18 months. So the opportunity is there. Like I said, you know, as I say to the players, there'll be injuries, suspensions, international call-ups. And it always leaves a space for somebody to step in. And that's the challenge now for anyone who does.
Can it work in your favour a little bit that other clubs might look at it, other supporters, more than management staffs look at it and say, I'm not really aware of a couple of these names, and by 5 o'clock they might be very well aware of them?
That's the scenario that we're looking at. We've got a lot of young players here that they've got no experience, they're totally unproven, but we see the quality that they've got on the training pitch and in the development games, and it's why they're here in the first place. So if they get an opportunity in the first team, then it's there for them to take. I think we've shown over the last season that we do that. We push young players aggressively, but only if they're at the right standard and we feel that they're doing the right things off the pitch. And we feel we've got more than two or three doing that at the moment. So, you know, it's a long season. There's, you know, 50 games probably with the cups and everything. There's always injuries and suspensions. So if these lads keep themselves right, keep knocking on the door, they will get their opportunity this season. Then it's down to them to take it.
Have you had an update on Nathan Pond, when you expect you might see him?
We're probably looking at 4 to 6 weeks with Nathan. He's out of the medical boot that he was in for a while. He's walking around gingerly at the moment. But he's a tough boy, Pondy, and it could have been on somebody else, an injury that affected him a lot more. But he's a tough lad, and we're hopefully going to get him 4 to 6 weeks we're looking at the moment.
Just a final one for me. Are you waiting on Johnson, or can you rule him out?
No, we're waiting on Egger. He's only trained this week, so we're just taking it day by day. It's he has been out for a couple of weeks, so we're unsure of it. It's sort of see how it reacts to training, and so, you know, fingers crossed he might be an addition to the squad, but it's too early to say. You know, on Wednesday we'll wait until Friday before making that final decision.